Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back of all my grizzy, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself.
All right. There we go. All right, so I do apologize about that. Let me get rid of the echo. Bear with one moment. All right, there we go. So I do apologize about that. You guys know sound is always it's always an issue with the sound. So I do apologize about that. Let me repeat. Again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today's Saturday, April the 21st, 2018, a little after 6. Again, I was just rattling away and got a text that my sound was not coming through, so I had to switch over to my other mic. Today, we want to drop some knowledge in your lap about how to build, how to be light, how to operate in light. As you guys know, one of the most important things that as we grow and learn, it's really important for us to be authentic. It's really important for us to understand what that means when we mean authentic. We throw around words, and people say words all the time. But what's important is what do those words mean and how do we actually be transparent? How do we be open? How do we be honest? How do we actually change so that way we become better people? When I say build light, when I say be light, we know that light is love. Light also represents knowledge. So light represents love and it also represents knowledge. So how do we be love? How do we be light? When I say be love and be light, I'm talking about maintaining a mental disposition. Now, as we talked about earlier, and everybody that's part of the Life Management team, you guys know the danger in doing that. Because what happens is when you meet somebody or when you get a job or the four areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, you start off in one area and then you get some new information and you change your mental disposition. Your mental disposition changes your physical reality. Your spiritual mentality determines your physical reality. Nothing changes in the physical realm, and still something changes in the mental realm. And I talked about today before this morning for my private group, and I talked about the major milestone that we had, that I had this morning, and I was telling everybody. Now, again, you guys know I'm transparent, maybe too much. It's hard to be associated with me because I use my own life as an example, and that's not good for my children, you know, my wife and that kind of stuff, because my wife told me this morning, I feel like I'm in the way. I feel like I'm holding you back. I feel like I'm holding you down. I'm not allowing you to proceed or to progress. And I talked about that this morning, and I broke down the major, you know, problem that's generated when you grow. When you be light, it's good and it's bad. Because if you are being light and somebody else isn't, when I say be light, I mean be authentic. I mean be real. I mean be transparent. I mean be a man of your word or a woman of your word. I mean get in contact with your true authentic self. I mean exactly what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. So we read earlier today from in my private group in a pay-per-view message in the Gospel of Thomas. It says something that is really profound. And we talked about it this morning. I want to mention it today. In the Gospel of Thomas, it says that for you to enter into the kingdom of God, you have to come as a little child. And as a little child, I just came from back to my son's house, and I went and hung out with my grandbabies, and, you know, I posted some pictures on Facebook because y'all know I use that as a teaching tool, and, you know, it's good and it's bad because people sometimes understand and people don't. When I left my son's house, I cried. I cried because that was the first time in a long time that I've actually went over to my son's house and just hung out with no agenda, just play with the grandkids. He has three daughters. And I thought about, man, my father, my biological father, I remember him making the drive to San Antonio a long time ago once, and he came out and we took him around San Antonio. That was in my first marriage. And I thought about the lack of memories that I have with my father, and it hit me like a brick, and I just pulled over beside the road and I just cried because I've been living a life where I've been spending time, wasting time by not being beaming light. Now, when I say beaming and being light, I mean that it's very important how you spend your time and what you do with it. My son lives 5 minutes from me here in San Antonio, and you guys know I won't be in San Antonio area very much longer, but the goal of understanding of how I spent the time while I was here, whether that time was spent wisely or could have been spent more wisely. And I pulled along because I thought about how much time I spent doing other things instead of spending time with my son and my grandchildren. And I, as I'm preparing to, you know, go, you know, head up to Dallas and Louisiana and other places to secure these different venues and stuff, and I was talking with my daughters and, you know, letting her know that I was coming that way and, you know, to hang out with her. And I thought about the love that I have for my daughter. And I thought about how love is the building blocks of everything. And I thought about how, as I talked about in my private session, and this is very difficult. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to get emotional and all that stuff, but I need you to hear my voice. I talked about it today, and especially for the members that are not able to tune into the private messages. I talked about this morning how once you establish a disposition and you change that disposition, it is very important that you understand that creates problems in itself. Now, problems are all self-generated. Now, I talked about that this morning. I need you to understand whether we're talking about wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship. I used to have a money problem, and I had to examine why I had a money problem. And the reason I had a money problem is because I created the money problem. I didn't have a money problem. I was just spending more money than I made. Now, that's a real easy fix. I used to have a health problem, but I didn't have a health problem. I was just eating more calories than I was burning or consuming. And I had a wisdom problem, but I didn't have a wisdom problem. Everything I know now, I knew 20 years ago, I was ignorant. The word ignorant has the word ignore in it. I was ignoring the truth that I've had all my life. Now, I have a relationship, and, you know, I've had relationship problems, and I've had relationship problems. But the relationship problems, as I said before, along with the wealth problems, along with the health problems, along with wisdom problems, is exactly what I talked about. When I talked about, when there's an interview with Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan said what made him so great wasn't his athletic skills, and it wasn't his competitive edge, even though those things were a part of his success. Michael Jordan said the thing that made him so successful in basketball was love. And I talked about this morning the importance of what I call toe-curling relationships or engagement. See, everybody knows about the past tense, future tense, present tense. Very few people understand end tense. When I say end tense, I talked about, and I understand when I go to the gym, the difference between me and everybody else when I exercise is my intensity level. So when I went to the gym this morning, I was watching my heart rate, and it was every time, you know, I was looking at it, and it was fluctuating between about 170 and 175, 180. So I had to increase the intensity from the treadmill to the elliptical machine to the, you know, back to the stationary bike as I rotated around doing my cardio this morning, and I was focused on maintaining my intensity. And then I thought about that's the same thing when it comes to money, because the thing that changed me or helped me in the area of money was I focused my intention on money, but not money, on purpose. Now, I use the example, and no disrespect, you know, to anybody. But I thought about, as I shared this morning, that there is a leadership conference at the, you know, the church where my wife's father is the pastor. And I thought surely that, you know, as I mentioned this morning, I would get an invitation to be one of the speakers, because I consider myself a leader, and I'm sure that, you know, he thought the same. Thought about the best thing that happened to me was the fact that I didn't get that invitation. And I remember thinking about the same shizness I told my daughters. And my daughter, as you guys know, I went to my daughter's wedding. My daughter dropped a good $20,000 to $25,000 on her wedding. The venue, just the venue alone, was almost $10,000. And when I was at my daughter's wedding, and I was walking her down the aisle, I was talking to her, and I said, "Sade, man, this is something out of a Hollywood movie." And she said, "Dad, you told me if I'm going to do it right, the way I want to do it." And I thought about that fact that I need to follow the same thing that I taught my children. I need to teach or follow myself. And that is, you have to do, you have to be in love. See, the scripture talks about faith, hope, and love, and it says the greatest of these three is love. Now, we think love is a feeling. At least that's what I was taught, that love is oxytocin. And so love is a chemical. But the Gospel of Thomas says, as we talked about, baptism is an example of how you should live your life. Now, when I got baptized in the church, especially when I was a little kid, man, we got baptized every week. The better you were, the more you got baptized. So, yeah, my little black ass, I got baptized every week. And they would take my body, again, matter, mass that represents negativity, dirt, and immerse it in water that represents God, that represents goodness, cleanness, royalty. And you would immerse it in the water, and you would pull it up to represent the removal or the cleansing. And so in the Gospel of Thomas, the scripture in the New Testament that says, you know, whatever you ask, believing, you shall receive.
Well, in the ancient text, in the Septuagint and some of the other ancient texts, the Textus Receptus, that verse is different, as I've been saying. And it's inside of the book called The Secret Mode of Prayer by Dr. Greg Braden. I highly recommend everybody read that book, or that you read my book, I Am Too Human, or my book, The Cosmic Rotor, because I talk about the same thing. So this is the secret to relationships. This is the secret to wisdom. This is the secret to health. This is the secret to wealth. Now, I've been knowing this, and I've been saying it, but I haven't been living it. That means you only engage in toe-curling activities. Now, everybody's definition of toe-curling is different. For some reason or another, there are certain characteristics and attributes that excite you and motivate you. And it's interesting because when you talk to some people in a relationship, it could be somebody that's very tall. It could be somebody that's short. It could be somebody that's white. It could be somebody that's black. It could be somebody that got big chi-chis or somebody that got no chi-chis. Everybody got a different, everybody got a different things that just turns them on. It's really interesting. I mean, have you ever thought about the different types of people that there are out there? What about jobs? It's really interesting. I've had over 68 jobs, you guys know. When I was working at a company called, you know, well, I'm not going to say the name, but I was working at this roofing company. They gave me a company car. I was getting paid $800 a week back in the 90s. That was big money with a company car. And all I had to do was climb on top. I had to deliver the supplies. I wasn't a roofer. I was just what they call the site inspector. I would go to the site, number one, ensure everybody was there. Number two, ensure that all the supplies, my job was to ensure that the nails, the tar, all the roofing nails, the shingles, that everything that was at that particular assignment, as a site inspector, I would go and inspect the site. And I did the same thing when I worked in code compliance. And my job was just to go to the site to ensure, go up on the roof to ensure that the people was there and that they was doing, they was put the color match what the customer wanted, and that everything was done, and then go to the next site. I hated that job. And I remember when I quit, man, everybody told me, like, dude, they pay you $800 a week. You got a company car, and you just pretty much drive around. You're not on top of the roof in August in Texas when it's 150 degrees. I mean, really 98, but feels like 150. But I quit that job. Why did I quit that job? You can't talk to shingles. I was in the vehicle driving around all day by myself. And I got out, and I would try to talk to it. Most of the guys that worked there, they was, you know, Hispanic, illegal aliens. And they couldn't speak English. All my Spanish I learned, you know, like macate and all of the, you know, all of the tools, you know, hammer, nails. I had to learn all those words in Spanish because they would tell me, hey, this is what we need. And they would say, hey, mijo. And then they would tell me in Spanish, so I had to learn certain words in Spanish. But I hated that job because it wasn't didactic teaching. It didn't curl my toes. I wasn't in love. Now, it's interesting because you can love something and not be in love with something. See, being in love, this is the difference between light. Now, the human body is composed of five different bodies. You have a physical body, you got an emotional body, you got what they call a mental body, and you got your aura or your spiritual body. So your bodies are interconnected or interwoven. We only talk about three bodies. It's just like there's four elements, there's really five, plasma. Everybody talks about earth, wind, fire, air, but everybody leaves off plasma or the etheric realm. That's the spiritual realm. So I'm talking about that body. That body, scientifically proven, is maintained again. When you are in a mental disposition of love, that's the only time that aura or chi is manifested. And it can be measured. It's been scientifically proven. You can measure it. So we are a body of light. And that is the only thing that exists past death. They've been proven. The only thing that carries or that is maintained after death is what they call shareable experiences. That's it. Scientifically proven. In other words, if you don't have no memories, if you've never been, this is dangerous. This is what science says. The Bible says faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. The Bible also says only what you do for Christ. Christ represents love. He says he is love. He didn't say he created love. So that means only what you do in love is eternal. meaning that your body is able to move through time and move through space and to connect with people, places, and things on other dimensions as long as you are in love. You remember the movie Interstellar? What was it about? Remember the Interstellar, the guy left, came back, and the daughter aged, he didn't, but he did everything that he did in the movie Interstellar was because of one thing, love. So when you are building a bright light, how do you operate in love? How do you operate in light? How do you be light? How do you be light? How do you build your light? You build your light, just like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, by being authentic. So I just left my son's house, and I was hanging out. You know, he has a newborn baby, barely a year old, Scarlett, my granddaughter. And the Bible says that we read this morning. I won't read it for the sake of time. In the Gospel of Thomas, it says that if you want to know the key to the kingdom of heaven, how to get into the kingdom of heaven, talk to a seven-day-old baby. That's what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but last I checked, I just came from talking to a baby, a little older than seven, but I don't really talk too much. It was just Google, Gaga. That's pretty much all I got. But the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of Thomas says, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, the Bible says the same thing. Now, one thing about children, as I said this morning, children are innocent. They have zero guilt. They have zero, what's the word I'm looking for? They have zero past memories. They're not hanging on to shizness. They are not expecting shizness. They just live now. Kids, babies, they are totally dependent upon the parents. That's light. That's love. Love, see, accessing the true essence of love initiates what they call the charge. It produces a physical charge in the body. They call it implosion. I am. And then implosion instead of explosion. It means your heart collapses within itself and it magnifies the energy. Or if you connect your heart to an EKG machine, you can measure whether or not you are really in love or not. I did it with my buddy down in Houston, Dr. Will Hawkins, when I went down there and he hooked me up on this machine and my aura was purple and orange. And then we also hooked up myself to measure my pH balance, and then we also measured if there was any, by talking, there is something called a bioacoustic machine that measures your voice and can tell if there's any disease in your body by the frequency of your voice. It's called a frequency generator. So we went over there, we did all of that stuff when I was hanging out down in Houston, and man, and it was awesome just to see how the brain, again, amplifies what the heart gets from the gut. So you got three brains. You got a brain in your intestines. That's your first brain. Your second brain is in your heart. The weakest and the third brain is in your head. Unfortunately, we use the one in the head all the time. We don't use the heart or the gut. If we did, we would have no problems. Now, let me talk from experience. And also, I got a plethora of texts if we wanted to get into the Greek and the Hebrew, and if we want to get into the physics, which we are talking about in the private messages, when I've been breaking down photon fusion and quantum fusion, and a quantum or a spiritual synthesis is a wave that manifests as a particle when it is observed by an individual. Meaning, when I think about something or someone, thinking about it pulls it into my reality. Thoughts become things. But the missing ingredient is what it says in the Gospel of Thomas that I talked about on my pay-per-view show. Let me read the quote again from Dr. Greg Braden's book, The Secret Mode of Prayer. Now, this is powerful. Because in that book, it says what I've been saying for a very long time. And the reason I've been saying it is because this is what changed my life. Now, remember, all problems are self-generated. So if you got a money problem, it's self-generated. If you got a health problem, it's self-generated. If you got a wisdom problem, it's self-generated. If you got a relationship problem, it's self-generated. So if I created the problem, that means I can create the solution. So let me make sure, because everybody, they got problems, but they got to go outside of themselves to solve the problem. That means that you are dependent upon something outside of yourself. And the Gospel of Thomas says that anything that you depend upon outside of yourself will precede the self into the kingdom. So Dr. Greg Braden says in his book, The Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer, Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer. He says in the original King James, it says, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Now, I've been saying this for this entire week, and after this week, I'm done. I'm going to keep saying it. Tomorrow, Sunday, and after that, you know, yeah, it's a wrap. I hope to the God of gods that somehow this resonates. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you don't get nothing from what I'm talking about and what I've said for this one-hour show today, if you don't get nothing, please get this. The King James Bible says, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Another way of saying it in the King James, it also says, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Let me read from Dr. Greg Braden's book. Dr. Greg Braden says that when we compare the original text in the King James, there is a key element missing. The original text says, all things that you ask straightly, directly, from inside my name, you will be given. Let me say that again. It says, all things that you ask straightly, directly, from inside my name, you will be given. So what this is saying, let me go back now, before I give my definition, Greg Braden says, this means, ask without hidden motive and be surrounded by your answer, by engulfing or enveloping your desire with the solution. Then your gladness will be made full. In other words, he is reminding us of the quantum principle that tells us that prayer is consciousness, that prayer is a state of being that we maintain and that we are in constantly, rather than something that we do at a certain time during a specific time of day. By inviting us to be surrounded by our answer, that brings about the desire that we are requesting, or that we request. So that's Greg Braden's definition. Now let me give you my definition according to what works in my life. Number one, a mental prayer is a mental disposition that is maintained. That's what the Bible says, pray without ceasing. So I figured that part out a long time ago. I've been doing that pretty much all my life. That I got down. But where I made the mistake I made was, I wasn't praying inside of his name, because I didn't know what that means. Until what I talked about in a private show, the four chambers of your heart represents the four letters of the name of God, except the name of God has five letters, but there is no written text that states that in the English language. It is only in Aramaic. It is only in Hebrew, the ancient Paleo-Hebrew, where you get all five letters. It is YHS, then VH, Shin. It's Yod-Hed-Shin-Vod-Hed. That's the name, the letters anyway, that make up the name or the attributes and the characteristics of the entity or the energy that we call God. So how do you pray while you're inside of Yod-Hed-Shin-Vod-Hed? You got to be in your heart. Whatever that means in love. That's why prayers are not answered. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said, because, man, you got to be very careful, because you will destroy some shizness if you don't understand. Love is not something that you do. Love is something that owns you. You don't own it. What does that mean? That means that what you like, you can explain. I like a certain car. Now, I went out to the dealership this morning. I almost bought it this morning. I decided, I'm gonna wait. Y'all know I got on my Facebook, because when you see my shows, not my Facebook, but on my desktop. So I got this, I call it purple, but it's called Rose, Black Rose convertible Corvette. And so the dealer made me a pretty good deal this morning, and I think I can do a little bit better. Now, you guys know that caused, as I've talked about before, problems. So why does that cause problems? Why does that cause problems? If that causes problems because that's something I love, that's not something that other people love. Now, another problem that love causes is, as I've been saying before, now remember, we're talking about how to build light. How to build a bright light. How to operate in light. That's what we're talking about. So if you are building a light, if you are building a bright light, it has to be in love. So if you are in love, it's like when you go to, as I always say, Baskin Robbins, they got 31 flavors. That means that you're going to hate 30. That's going to be 30 flavors of ice cream that's going to be disappointing. But there's one flavor that's very exciting. Can you live with that? If you're a six like me, that's going to be hard to live. So you're going to have a hard time building light. That's why it took me almost 60 years to get to the point to build light. Why? I was worried about all the lights that I wasn't building. So I put more emphasis on maintaining lesser lights instead of just maintaining one great light. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Your body gathers force, gathers energy when your true essence is maintained. Now, what does that mean? That means that your job is to understand how you gather, I'm going to just use the word force for lack of a better term, and how that force, energy, frequency, wave, vibration, mental disposition heals unhealed abstract entities or energy. This will bring light or magnify your light, assisting you in healing any separations that you have, meaning when you are in love, when you are vibrating in love, when you're operating in that space where you are on, quote unquote, let's say fire, for lack of a better word, when you are on fire, then that allows other people to be on fire. You give other people the permission to shine because you're shining. When you are in love, you encourage other people to be in love. Have you ever seen that couple that can't keep their hands off each other? And you're looking at them like, look at them fools. Why don't they go get a room? They all, kissed up. They hugging all over each other and kissing all over each other. And you're like, man, that's extra. They ain't really in love like that. Well, there are couples out there that do have that potential, or they do have the ability to be in love. You are one of those people, couples. All you got to do is one thing. There's certain attributes and characteristics that you like. Don't sell. Now, I know it's going to be tough because the first thing is, what attributes and characteristics that you like? Oh, okay, you didn't do what it says in the Gospel of Thomas when it says to know yourself. So you got characteristics and attributes, but you are doing like me, kind of doing a Russian roulette. You just kind of trying out different sizes to see if they fit. You don't know. You're just trying out different sizes. So how to be light, how to be love, how to build your light body, how to operate in light is simply to operate in love. But the problem is love chemically is an oxytocin that is released only when something is maintained spiritually. So your spiritual mentality determines your physical reality. Without maintaining the physical mentality, you will have a false physical reality. So your job is to get in contact and to access all of the true innate attributes and characteristics that was given to you at birth by the big G. Well, in fact, in your mother's womb before. The Father says, the scripture says that God knew you in your mother's womb. So in your mother's womb, you was given certain attributes and characteristics. If you do not know those, that turns your codex inside of your DNA clockwise instead of counterclockwise. Right now, you are engaged in counterclockwise activities. How do I know? Your light is not bright enough. All of the preachers in the ancient text talks about or had Jesus with a halo over his head because why? He knew who he was. So to the degree that you overstand yourself is the degree that the light body amplifies the self. Not the flesh, but the spirit. Walk in the spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what the scripture says. So your job is to understand that all of the problems are self-created. How did you create problems? By not being authentic. How are you not being authentic? By ignoring your innate attributes and characteristics. Why are you ignoring your innate attributes and characteristics? Because there is an outside demonstration that is overriding your inside revelation. And so we're watching the acrobatics. We're watching, the powers that be. We're watching this three-ring circus. We're watching the politics. We're watching, freaking loving hip-hop. We're watching, freaking Kardashians or whatever. Something outside of us is overriding the attention that we should be given to the inside of us. Since we are violating, according to the Gospel of Thomas, the number one universal spiritual law, to being, in order for you to be. Again, brothers and sisters, there is a lot of things, the cares of this world, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, that is pulling on your chi, your prana, your entity, your attention. So energy goes where your attention grows. Let me make sure you understand. See, when you are in love, all of your attention, I don't know about you, but, when men are in love, man, we cross land, sea, we don't, ain't nothing. You go through all of the great wars were fought because of women. Remember the movie Troy? My boy, started a whole war. Because God took one of his, 15 or 20 wives. He went to war with one. So love is a crazy thing. But the only way you can overstand love is more than a chemical. True, biblical, unconditional love. Now, people tell me all the time they're in love, and then they get divorced next week. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. But that's usually not true heterogamous. That's not holy matrimony. That's usually marriage. Now, marriage or marriage is mare, which is, again, female horse, young horse, age that has come of age. That dog doesn't hunt. So a lot of people have gotten married, myself included. But very few people have engaged in heterogamous. And I've done a plethora of shows where you find or you connect back with yourself. You are marrying yourself. So the female version, if you're male, the female version of you is walking around out here somewhere. If you're a female, the male version of you, your other half, you're supposed to marry you. That's the true soulmate. That's rare, brothers. That's rare, sisters. But, marriage and, holy matrimony, that's another study for another time. But the Gospel of Thomas talks about, I'm a light being. So I want my light, I want to be a light that can sit on a hill. It's like, what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? What good is a light if it ain't burning bright? So going back to the Gospel of Thomas says something that was very, very profound. It says, when you know yourselves, then you will be known, and you will understand that you are children of the living God. Not the dead one, the living God. But if you do not know yourselves, then you will live in poverty, and you are the poverty. Notice you are poverty. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is the absence of a thing. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is the absence of a thing. So you are poverty when you don't know yourself, because you are living without yourself. Let me let it marinate. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You are, notice it says in the Gospel of Thomas, it don't say you have to go get poverty. Poverty is not a lack of, you know, material things. Poverty is a lack of self. It's impossible to know yourself and be poor, because knowledge of the self automatically produces wealth, health, wisdom, toe-curling relationship. So if you got a problem, it's an identity. That's the reason why I only do personality reports that's based upon the life management system and understanding the life optimization circle, which breaks down the 12 attributes and characteristics that make up the Kirka or the circle or the cells inside of your body. Without understanding yourself, you are poverty, meaning you lacking something. Since we are lacking something, my brother, since we are lacking something, poverty means that we are in lack instead of in love, which simply means we are ignoring something. How do you be light? Stop ignoring yourself. How do you build a brighter light? Get to know yourself better. How do you operate in the light? Operate inside of your innate attributes and characteristics. If I'm a six, I'm a caring, compassionate person. So why did I spend half my life trying to be a thug? Because I didn't know myself. I was poverty. I was poor. So now I'm not poor anymore. Why? I know myself. What do I know about myself? I know I got gifts, and I know I got talents. I know I got skills. I know I got traits. I know I got attributes. I know four things that are part of the seven things that make up the seven P's. I know that I have a particular purpose. I know that my purpose is designed to solve a specific problem. I know that that problem is maintained by a group of people. And I know that those people need my product, that I am able to produce by maintaining my prayer or mental disposition. Now, the seven P's that those four P's are a part of is purpose. Purpose produces principles. Principles, again, produces a particular process. This process solves a problem for a particular group of people that has a product that produces prosperity. This is all maintained by having a mental disposition of prayer. Because what is prayer? Prayer is consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness is maintaining a mental disposition automatically. It's not something that you sit here and think about. You do not just sit here, or you don't sit anywhere and just say to yourself, I am wealthy, I am wealthy. And you don't just say, like certain, organizations teach. Prayer is a unconscious, automatic vibration that you build by taking one understanding and adding another one and another one and another one until you've understood it. Now you go and you stand in it and you understand it. And then after you understand it, you overstand it. You stand over it and you can look down. But first of all, you must understand. Then you must understand. Lastly, you must overstand. Then it's trickle-down economics, top-down. Now you've thought about it so much. You see, you got a mental picture in your head. You've talked about wealth so much that it's automatic. That thought is automatic. So when somebody brings poverty to you, you automatically reject it, automatically. You don't reject the person. You just reject the ideology. Oh, you love the person. You just realize that they have not come to the consciousness, the awareness that you have, which is there is no such thing as poverty. Poverty is the absence of knowledge. Poverty is the absence of understanding. Poverty is the absence of wealth. Poverty is the absence of wisdom. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is the absence of a thing. It's not a person, it's not a place, it's not a thing, it's not a noun. So once you understand that, then you realize, oh, it's fake. It doesn't exist. It's false evidence appearing real. That's what poverty is. It's false. So therefore, I choose not to believe in it. So when somebody tells me they're poor, I say, no, you're not poor. You're just suffering from a lack of awareness. What am I aware of? You're not aware that you're rich. Somebody have health issues. Oh, you know, I got a dis-ease. Okay, you need to ease. You need to stop dissing yourself and be at ease. Well, I can't. I got high blood pressure. High blood pressure is the result of ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorant maybe of the proper diet. Ignorant of proper hydration. There is something that you are ignoring that is causing this false evidence to appear as real. So if you stop ignoring the fact that you're eating a diet, maybe that is high in, you know that, like salt and sodium and, you know, maybe pork or acidic foods, that's going to make your blood slow down, creating blood sludge, which is what we call high blood pressure, slow-moving blood. You don't have high blood pressure. You are ignoring the things that will prevent high blood pressure. Same thing with wisdom. No such thing as a dumb person. That's just a person that is not, or a person that has ignored or is ignoring truth. No such thing as a bad relationship. You just got two people that are hanging out together that's on different frequencies. So you got a person that want to go east, and you got another person that want to go west. That's what we call a bad relationship. Two heads cannot lead one horse. A double-minded man will not receive anything from God. All relationships are the result of opposing disposition. It's called a cognitive dissonance. There is no such thing as a relationship problem. That's because the word relationship means relating shit. You got two people that are not relating. Bad relationship. But if you can relate, then that, my brothers and sisters, is the definition of a good relationship. That's light. Light is the removal of a lack of consciousness. Because consciousness amplifies light. Light is simply being able to vibrate on a level and on a frequency that allows you to do things that have not been done. Now, what are those things that have not been done? Awareness. What is awareness? Consciousness. What is consciousness? Perception. What is perception? The ability to see in the dark. Ability to see what in the dark? The ability to see that everything exists in a waveform. Everything. The ability to see. Consciousness is the ability to see that everything, there is no such thing as poverty. There's no such thing as disease. There's no such thing as ignorance. There's no such thing as a bad relationship. And you tell my family, Brother Will, they exist. That's false evidence of appearing real. Remember, if you maintain a spiritual mentality, it determines your physical reality. Period. Drop the mic, exit stage left. If you have a problem, that means you're maintaining the wrong spiritual mentality. That means that your mind is not immersed in the answer. Your mind is immersed in the problem. Remember what we said in the Gospel of Thomas. The Gospel of Thomas says that if you ask anything while in the name of God, inside the name of God, that means it must be in your heart. The only thing that's in your heart is the things that you love. So if you are asking something out of greed, out of anger, remember James says you haven't, your prayers not being answered because you are double-minded, number one, or asking amiss, so that way you can reap it upon yourself, number two. That is the only way. That means lack of knowledge. See, when you are double-minded, how can you be double-minded? The only way that you can be double-minded if you're not single-minded. The only way you can be single-minded if you don't know what attribute is. Single-minded meaning that is one common denominator. There's one number that is divisible into all 12 numbers on your chart, mainly the four big numbers, life path number, expression number, soul urge number, outer personality number. So my numbers are, 6, 3, 9, and 3, or 6. Basically, 3 can be divided into all 4 numbers on my chart. So therefore, the single-mindedness is a 3, created creator. And if anybody knows me, y'all know that's what I do all day, every day. That's why I got 50 books. That's why I got 5,000 shows. That's why I'm doing a show today. I'm always creating. I'm creating when I'm sleeping, my design. So the Gospel of Thomas told me I need to know that. I can't get into the kingdom if I don't know that. The Gospel of Thomas says, if your leaders tell you to look, look, the Father's kingdom is in the sky, then the birds will precede you into the kingdom. If you say it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you rather the kingdom is within you and it is outside you. So the kingdom is within. Whatever you maintain within will manifest without. So if you got a problem outside of you, that means you got a problem inside of you. So why should I deal with the effect where I can easily address the cause? So I only deal with causality. I don't deal with the effects. What is the effect? Poverty. What is the cause? Ignorance. What is the effect? Disease. What is the cause? Ignorance. What is the effect? Lack of wisdom. What is the cause? Ignoring wisdom. What is the effect? A bad relationship. What is the cause? Ignoring the traits and attributes that produce a good relationship. So we stop ignoring what God has already given us that is within us. That means we must maintain a spiritual disposition. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you be light. That's how you build a brighter light. That's how you operate in light. How? In love. So how do you be in love? Is love just a feeling? You see somebody, you know, you see this girl, she got a big donkey donk, and you're in love. Is that love? Love is identifying spiritual attributes in another person that are similar to the spiritual attributes in you. That's love. Love is not something, I would say love is, on this dimension, we say love is a feeling, I say it's not. Now, what do I mean by that? I know feelings come from thoughts, so love is a thought that is maintained in the mind. Let me tell you again. I recommend that you maintain, you become a single standing column of waveform energy before you meet anybody. Otherwise, you're going to fall in love. You're not going to elevate in love. Love should elevate you. Love should not tolerate you. It should elevate you. Let me say that again. I know a lot of people that's in a relationship with somebody who putting up with them. Tolerate. They don't elevate. Are you in a relationship with somebody that elevates you or just in a relationship with somebody that tolerates you? Are you at a job that they just tolerate you? You do just enough to keep from getting fired. They pay you just enough to keep you from quitting. That dog does not hunt. That's the cause of every problem on earth. Settling is the cause. Toe curling, you men. Remember, the Gospel of Thomas says only what you pray or ask for while you are in the name of God, while you are inside his heart. The 4 chambers of the heart represents the 4 letters of the Hashem. The walls of the heart is the 5th letter. So if what you are asking, don't curl your toes, you are asking amiss. I'm not saying you won't get it. I'm just saying when you get it, you're going to be destination addiction. You got that? Okay, what's next? You get that? Okay, what's next? You get that? Okay, what's next? See, when you get what you love, you're done. Why? Your toes been curled. That, my brothers and sisters, is life. That exceeds or extends past what you and I call death. Only what you do in love will exceed or live on or exist past physical death. That's why I recommend you get busy. So whatever you're doing, make sure you love it. Now, are there certain characteristics and attributes of what you are doing that you may not love? Sure. I don't really love crunching the numbers when I do a Dear Kinnear report. But I love talking about Dear Kinnear reports. I love showing other people about Dear Kinnear reports. I love the finished product of the Dear Kinnear report. So what does that mean? That means that there's more of the process that I love than there are the process parts of the process that I don't like. So the goal is a finished report. The process of finishing that report is taking the person's name, taking the person's date of birth, adding them up, getting their place of birth, getting their blood type, getting all the information, putting it in a 600-page document, printing it out, or a PDF document, and send it to them. So there is a process. I love the finish line. I also love the process. There may be certain parts of that process that I'm not totally in love with, but there is way more of the process that I love than there is in the process that I hate or don't like. There is no part of that process that I hate. There's some parts of the process that are boring, but they still, again, are not something that I hate. So all part of the process of me being and doing what I am doing, I love. That's why every day I wake up and I do the same thing for 10 or 12 hours a day. That's why I'm sitting there on Saturday doing a show when I could be out watching a movie, eating some, you know, Captain Crunch cereal and watching, you know, cartoons. Instead, I'm doing a show. Get ready to get off the show and start working on Dear Kenny Reports. Why? I love what I do. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, how to be light, how to build light, how to build a brighter light, how to operate in the light? Know yourself. Take some time and study. Who are you? Like, really, I would recommend, if you do not have a Dear Kenny Report done by me, I recommend that you get a Dear Kenny Report. And if you can't get it done by me, then, hey, go online and look up your life path number, your soul urge number, your expression number, and your outer personality number, and then look at the numbers that make up those numbers. There should be a total of 12 numbers, man. Get the life optimization chart. You have to know yourself. That's what the Gospel of Thomas says. All problems stem from you not knowing yourself, so you settle to be somebody else. If you don't know yourself, you're going to settle, and you're going to be somebody else. And when you settle to be somebody else, then you're going to draw and connect with somebody else who's not being, or who's being somebody else. So you got two actors coming together and acting. They are performing a play. Nobody's real. Brothers and sisters, be original or die a copy. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the rock, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah, I know. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Yeah. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us.
No more stuff in the placement. Cause I'm a nama, never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all